Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.
We'll start with the front pages. Not surprisingly, the election is dominating again this morning. As you heard Shane mention there, the first televised debate on Virgin Media tonight. We'll have more on that here on Breakfast this morning, and also we'll have further analysis here on the programme as well tomorrow morning. But today, the Irish Times leads with large majority of voters favour a change of government. Three quarters of voters say that they want to see a change of government at the election. This is according to the latest Irish Times Ipsos MRBI opinion poll. The poll was taken last Thursday, Friday and Saturday among 1,200 voters, and according to the Irish Times, more than half of the voters, 55%, say the country is going in the wrong direction, and when asked to express their preference for Taoiseach, little between Leo Varadkar, 24%, Micheál Martin, 23%, and Mary Lou MacDonald on 20%. According to the Irish Times, the report found 38% of voters agree the government has not made enough progress in important areas, and a further 37% people say that it's time for a radical change of direction for the country, making 75% of all voters in favour of either some change or radical change. There's more on that poll on the front of the Irish Times this morning. Lots of opinion and editorial analysis inside the paper as well. Over to the Irish Independent, it's the pension story that's on the front of the paper there today, but it's a political slant on the story. Retiring TDs to share pensions worth €22 million. This is TDs who are retiring are set to share in an estimated €22 million pension bonanza, as The Independent puts it today, as the political parties scramble to deal with the fallout from the controversy that's surrounding the increase in the pension age for voters. Public anger growing over government plans to increase the age for the state pension from 66 to 67 years old next year. Now, last night, Leo Varadkar said Fine Gael would introduce a transitional pension for people waiting to receive the state pension, and it would match what they were entitled to. According to the Irish Independent, he's quoted as saying there are people who are required by their contracts to retire at 65 or 66 before the new retirement age, and they don't want to have to sign on. And we hear that, we get that, we accept that's a problem, he said. And also, Social Protection Minister Regina Doherty seemed to contradict him, saying the transitional pension will apply to those retiring at 66. There's more on that story inside the Irish Independent too this morning. The Irish Examiner, leading with the election, policy really, but just a slightly different take on the stories too. Rise in pupils without proper homes is their lead story this morning. This is the paper's political editor, Daniel McConnell, writing today that as many as one in four children in some of the most disadvantaged primary schools in this country are homeless, with principals now warning that the real figures could actually be even higher than this. Schools are reporting that the number of kids aged between 5 and 12 presenting as homeless have increased significantly in the past 3 years. And in news that will possibly heap further pressure on Fine Gael in the campaign trail, a survey of 22 Jeish schools, this is in Cork, Dublin, Cork and Limerick, has shown that an increasing number of young children are living in temporary accommodation, which according to the schools is having a major impact on the classroom. Editorial analysis, more details of that particular research inside the Irish Examiner too today. Quick look at the tabloids this morning. The Mirror leading with the election. The Daily Mail also leads with election 2020 today. Casey to run against Leo is the headline there. The Sun's headline, rock legend secret pain. The Herald leading with the inquest into the death of Mark Hennessy this morning. And the Star goes with Garda turmoil. Guns and Rosie is the headline there. Harris denies ERU crisis, but senior cop body, this is the AGSI, called for more for armed resources. A follow-up piece to this story dominating yesterday, and also this story's in the front, I should say, too, of inside the Irish Times, the Examiner and the Independent this morning. Commissioner Drew Harris issued an internal memo to the force last night. No doubt there'll be more on this story today. Editorial analysis as well of that story inside the Star that broke there yesterday. It's across all of the papers again this morning. And page 5 of the Examiner, their headline, call for urgent meeting with Garda boss over elite unit. And plenty more analysis of that particular story across all of the papers this morning. But the story that caught my eye today It's inside the Irish Independent and also in the Irish Examiner. Relatives forced to keep ashes of their loved ones in presses. People are storing the ashes of their loved ones in presses and cupboards because cemeteries don't have the facilities for the interment of ashes. And a meeting at Kerry County Council heard that undertakers are storing the ashes in urns on their premises because there's nowhere else for them to be placed. And it was told that back in 2017, since 2017, undertakers in County Kerry have reported a growing demand for cremation, and there's now an urgent need for facilities to store ashes. But councillors heard that none of the country's 154 public cemeteries has these columbarium walls which are designed to store urns in. And the country's newest graveyard, which is the multi-faith and non-denominational Killarney Cemetery, which opened in 2018, according to the Independent, still doesn't have this wall, despite it being a key element, it says here in the Independent, of the original plans. Councillors quoted as well, given their reaction to that story this morning. Meanwhile, in Galway, the local authority is piloting an urn tower memorial vault. This is at the graveyard at Renville in Oranmore. And the vault allows for the ashes of the deceased to be placed inside a labelled vertical vault, which can be extended then to hold the urns of more family members, as is in other counties as well. Most graveyards in County Galway don't facilitate ash-only interments as well. But if the pilot is successful, could be extended to other cemeteries. We're interested in hearing your view on that story this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories, though, that you'll be talking about this morning, the RIC commemoration. It's back on the front of the Irish Times this morning. Expert group urges tolerance in wake of RIC row is the headline there. Politicians have been told it'll be a shame and shameful if the tolerance that has marked the decade of commemorations is lost following the controversy surrounding the RIC. And in a speech, the chair of the expert advisory group, Dr. Maurice Manning, urged all political parties and their leaders to realise these are fragile times. Genuine leadership requires a proactive approach from them, all of them, in ensuring the generous, curious and collaborative spirit of the past few years is not shattered. Dr. Manning was speaking at the opening of the Irish Wars Gallery exhibition at the National Museum in Collins Barracks in Dublin. More on those comments front page of the Irish Times this morning. Also a couple of other stories. School closures in the Irish Times. More schools are going to be set to be hit. The ASTI is telling members not to provide strike cover. This is the scale of the school closures on the 4th of next month, 4th of February. Is expected now to be greater than anticipated, and this is after the ASTI issued instruction to members, including principals and deputies, not to provide cover for their striking colleagues. 19,000, about 19,000 TUI members in secondary schools, the ITs and Centres for Further Education are due to hold this one day stoppage just days before the general election in protest at the existing two-tier pay system for teachers. And lots on that story inside the Irish Times too today. Also a few of the other interesting stories from across the papers this morning. The Mirror has a story today in page 7 of the paper. Women set to leap into marriage this year. This is marriage proposals by women are set to leap, set to jump this year, according to a wedding expert who claimed yesterday. This is blogger and author Sarah Kennedy expects many females are going to take the lead this year. Women can traditionally pop the question on the 29th of February, of course, being a leap year. And more on that story, page 7 of the Daily Mirror this morning. Just finally as well today, in the Examiner, something fishy. Anchovies were caught off Cork over the weekend. You know, the fish that's often on pizza, or the main ingredient in Caesar salads, I suppose. Well, a dozen anchovies were caught off Crookhaven in Cork over the course of the weekend. They're normally found in the balmy seas of the Mediterranean, but a number of the tiny fish have been
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.